It's your time to shine. That means letters. Joining me is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai. Welcome back from Zimbabwe.
Oh, thanks. It was great to see my family. I'll tell you more about that later, but what have we got?
Well, there's some outrage about how we handled Barack Obama. Michael Taglieri of New York City wrote this after our segment on Monday on Obama's official bid for the White House. Obama has problems with support from African Americans because Obama is not really an African American. People like Obama, who came to the United States after the Civil Rights Movement, have no real connection to the history of slavery or what African Americans went through to get where they are now.
Tamara Jones had a different beef about the segment. She said it would be helpful to compare questions directed towards Obama with those going to other Democrats. For example, what is the keystone of Hillary's campaign? What is the biggest challenge she faces?
And Kathleen Lyons Candelaria of Billings, Montana, wrote in with this suggestion. Please try not to follow the journalistic pack and focus only on Clinton and Obama or McCain and Giuliani. There are many very talented candidates. Give airtime to all candidates to give balanced coverage.
Last week, Roundtable commentator Joe Davidson had his say about Guinea-Bissau. The West African nation is encouraging Whoopi Goldberg to renew ties there after DNA tests show it could be her homeland.
I think that if you have to kind of grab onto an American entertainer in order to draw attention to your small West African country, it shows just how far off the radar screen you are for most Americans.
Now, Joe got Wale Adewumi of Newark, New Jersey going. He wrote, I am greatly offended by Joe's remarks. Africa will continue to exist without crawling to Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, I have to say, as someone who's just back from Southern Africa, there are a mix of good and bad stories occurring on the continent. And one of the things that we do here at News and Notes is check in with Charlene Hunter-Galt. She's our NPR Special Africa correspondent. So we'll continue to bring you the things that are going positively on the continent, as well as the things that need to be changed. Christopher?
Well, finally, Farai, Joyce Oliver was one of several who wrote us about our recent interview with R&B singer-songwriter Bill Withers. Joyce said, thank you so much for his segment. I've always wondered why he stopped recording. I'm sure he's written more songs. What is he going to do with them?
Well, we went back to our original recording with Mr. Withers. He didn't tell us how many songs he had in the can, but he did say this in an outtake dug up by my colleague Roy Hurst.
I probably have something rattling around in my head that's very personal. But if you're asking me if I am sitting around all the time going, man, I got to do something else so I can go show off again, no.
And speaking of personal songs, Farai, as far as I'm concerned, Bill never has to write another one after he penned this gem in 74. It's my favorite of his, called Make a Smile for Me.
Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away.
Well, Christopher, I have to say that Use Me is my favorite tune, and I was at this award ceremony where he got a lifetime award, and he said, people always ask me what my songs mean, but really they mean just what they say. So when I say Use Me, I was thinking Use Me. When I said Lean On Me, I was thinking Lean On Me. So right. He's one funny man in addition to being a very talented songwriter.
Right on. Well, even if Bill Withers stops writing, it doesn't mean you should. If you've got something you want to share, send us an email or pick up the phone.
You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or just email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
No problem, Farai.